We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It is fantastic to be here with you on a Friday Eve edition of the show. Hope you guys are having a great Friday Eve today. Great things coming up on the program today. At 3:40, Colin Wilson is going to be joining the show with his best bet betting lines of the week. College football, NFL, you name it, he's got it. That's coming up at 3:40. I found him to be particularly accurate in the first couple of weeks here with kind of his leans and the tips and picks that he's given us. At 2 p.m., very pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Furman Paladins, Paladin football, FU football. Hell yeah. He's going to be joining us at 2 p.m. today. Lonzo, that's what it is.
I was appreciating your enthusiasm,
yes.
That's all.
Don't give me that look, Lonzo. We're well within FCC guidelines here. Clay Hendricks joins us at 2 p.m. today. Excited to be bringing that interview to you as well. I'm going to try to get the story from him of how they almost upset Virginia Tech just a few weeks ago. They get ready for East Tennessee State coming up on Saturday, the number 16 team in FCS. Okay, so a lot of good stuff coming your way there. We'll have either or. I'm tired of NFL fan arrogance, and I'm going to explain why to you, and a lot of other good things to get to on the program today. Okay, first up, I need to share this with you. This is a landmark day for the upstate of South Carolina. And I didn't even realize this. A buddy of mine, we were going to have fill in today, a buddy of mine that I worked with in Houston, Texas. And his name is Paul Gallant. And Paul was going to fill in today and tomorrow on Straight Up with Sturge. Instead, that is going to be Matt Harrob, who's going to do a fantastic job today and tomorrow, and can't wait to hear him. Last Thursday, I got a text from Paul, and he said, "Mark, I can't do it. I got a call today that I landed a job, and lo and behold, he is going to be the new morning show host at ESPN 710 ESPN in Seattle. So very, very, very happy for him. Moving on up. Would have loved to have heard him on our station, but he's moving to Seattle, and that's a cool place, and really pumped for him. So I was thinking to myself, okay, well, I wonder if there's a new book out, because in our business they put out market books and everything like that, and I was wondering what market size Seattle was. So Seattle's market size number 12. I'm scrolling down the list because the new book had just been released, and folks, Greenville Spartanburg has surpassed 1 million people for the first time. There are now 1,003,000 people living here. The difference between this fall book and the previous book is 23,000 people in our area, and that 23,000 bump has flown this area past Buffalo in the market rankings. Now you might say, "Mark, I don't care about this. I don't care about that. I really don't care." The point is, Greenville Spartanburg is moving on up in terms of market size. This area is now larger than Buffalo and Birmingham, and Jacksonville, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, and Memphis are in the crosshairs for our area now. And, you know, as somebody in me, and this makes good radio in my opinion, because, you know, when two people disagree, it's fantastic. And Lonzo and I think couldn't be on more opposite sides of the fence on this. Lonzo's a guy who wants everything to remain the same. And I'm a guy who's always progressive and pushing for change, 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 change. When we cease getting better, we cease being good. I think this is incredibly exciting. I think it's fascinating. And I'm excited about what's becoming of our area. Now this area, radio market-wise, is ranked 58th in the country. TV market-wise, it's ranked 38th in the country because the TV market includes Asheville. And to be larger than Buffalo, to be larger than Birmingham, to be following up in short order cities like Jacksonville, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Memphis, I think that's a big deal. Why? Because Jacksonville's got an NFL team. Oklahoma City's got an NBA team. New Orleans has an NFL and an NBA team. Memphis has an NBA team. I mean, you know, when you begin to be mentioned in the same breath as those cities, and you're already bigger than Buffalo with an NFL team, just surpassed them today, and you are bigger than Birmingham, who had an AAF team, surpassed them, I think you start to think about the possibilities for this area, and you start to ask the question, what do we want the upstate to be? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the line. Lonzo, I would ask you, what do we want the upstate to be? You know, by the way, my buddy Derek, he was apologizing to me yesterday because he ended his show by calling it ESPN Onstate. And I said, man, no problem. I think Lonzo caught me saying Sports Radio 610 in Houston the first few times I did a show on here. But what do we want the upstate to be? Lonzo, I'd ask you, but I think you tell me you want it to be the same that it always has been. And I think that's boring, and I think that's not progressive. And I think, you know, this area has sights on being much bigger.
Well, I appreciate you calling me boring and not progressive. I am curious about something, though. And I just now thought of this. I've never thought of it before. If we're 58th, how many markets are there? Does it say? Because I would like to know, you know, relatively how high we are as far as that goes.
Oh, yeah. There's over 200.
Okay.
There's over 200
All right.
plus. I'll give you some of this stuff. I'll share it with you right here. But in the last book, we were 59th, and to jump by 23,000 people in one book is a big deal, and to go over a million people for the first time is a big deal. And of course, I'm thinking about it from a sports perspective. You know, we've got the Greenville Triumph out here, excited about them. We've got the Greenville Swamp Rabbits here, excited about them. What does the future hold? Now, Lonzo, here is kind of I'm a radio nerd. I spend a ton of time looking at this kind of stuff.
Well, I think the majority of the audience has no idea what this stuff is. I think it's pretty cool to explain it.
There's 263 markets in the United States.
Wow.
Okay, 263. So, the last one is Grand Forks, North Dakota. Some of the smaller markets, Cheyenne, Wyoming. You want to be away from people.
I want to work in the last market.
263 markets, right?
There are no expectations in the last market. That's all I'm saying. You can do whatever you want. They don't care.
I have worked in market number 6, 9. I've done shows in market 11, Miami.
That was a total accident, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Six and nine. Yeah, total accident. 6, Houston. 9, Atlanta. I've done multiple shows in market 11, Miami. I was full-time afternoon in market 17, Tampa. And then I also did market, let's see here, where is this? Pensacola, Florida. Where are you at? Where are you at, Pensacola, Florida? Pensacola number 123. I've done that one. And now we're in market 58. And it's, you know, look, the bottom line is this now is an area. This now is a place where you're ahead of Buffalo. You're ahead of Rochester. You're ahead of Birmingham. You're ahead of Tucson, Arizona. You are directly behind. We are 58th. Memphis is 51st. New Orleans is 50th, Oklahoma City's 49th, and Jacksonville is 46th. Milwaukee is 42nd. You are starting to enter, when you encompass the entire upstate, and I'm very thankful that they include the entire upstate when talking about us, you're starting to encompass the entire area. Lonzo, it's a big deal, man. It's a big deal. And it's a big deal when you start to think about what this could mean for sports in our area. Now, you know, in terms of our area, this has always been an area where we like other areas' teams, right? We've loved the Atlanta Braves, and we used to have the Greenville Braves, and we like the Atlanta Falcons because they're pretty close. The Atlanta Hawks haven't really made a dent here. Hell, the Atlanta Hawks haven't really made a dent there, right? But the Carolina Panthers have tried to impress upon us that they are truly our team. But only about 60% of people living here actually believe that, right? So I look at this and I say, you know, we're getting to the point now in size, and I'm pumped to be here through all this growth, where is it time to say that this area can now sustain a team of its own? What do you guys think? Can the upstate sustain its own team? Have we reached that place? We're bigger than Buffalo. We're bigger than Birmingham. We're nipping at the heels of Memphis, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and Jacksonville. Has the upstate arrived? And, you know, look, I look at the success of Clemson as a barometer. Now, Clemson itself, the town, is a really, really small place. But people come from all over the upstate, and Clemson can get 80,000 plus. If you build a champion, if you build it, they will come. Have we reached a place where, you know, now the upstate, professionally speaking, is no longer an area where we dig other professional teams, but now has become an area where we could sustain one of our own? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show today. And excited again to be joined by Clay Hendricks of Furman Football, coming your way at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up next, though, on the show, the number one reason Clemson has had more success than South Carolina is what? We will tackle that and so much more. You're listening to the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we've opened up talking about the landmark day here in the upstate. In terms of market size, this area has surpassed 1 million people for the first time. We flew past Buffalo in the most recent market rankings. And given the fact that the area is now bigger than Buffalo, bigger than Birmingham, we've got our sights set on Memphis, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and Jacksonville, and all of the above have pro teams. Is it time to recognize the upstate as a self-sustaining entity that could support a professional team of its own, as opposed to being an area that supports teams nearby from other areas? Let's get to Delvin, who's up next at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. What's up, Delvin?
Hey, Mark, man, I would love to think that we would support a pro team here, because it would be exciting, man. Can you imagine a pro NFL team being here and all the people in the upstate going to a brand new stadium right there up in the upstate, man? It'd be unbelievable.
I think it would be amazing, Delvin. And I also think that what we're seeing now is that nationally, our area You know, whereas there are people here that want to continue to view our area as a collection of small towns. And I joke about the fact that there's a different town name here every 5 minutes you go down the street. The reality is the rest of the country is viewing it as one larger area now, as an area of a million plus people, as the upstate. Basically, the upstate is now the name of our city, right? It's not Greenville, Spartanburg, yeah. Malden, Greer, Simpsonville, Five Forks, all these other town names, Anderson, Easley, Seneca. It's the upstate. The upstate is the name of the city. And the city, in terms of size, is now comparable. It's bigger than Buffalo, comparable to Memphis, New Orleans. You know, and I'm wondering if we've now reached the place where it's time to graduate from supporting nearby teams to supporting a big time team of our own.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think people will support it.
I do as well. Delvin, thanks for the phone call, man. Do appreciate that very, very much. Programming reminder, Clay Hendricks is joining us at 2 p.m. this afternoon. And, you know, want to let you guys know that no matter where you go in the upstate, ESPN Upstate is streaming loud and clear on the radio.com app. In Anderson or Clemson, make sure you have the radio.com app on your phone and stream the Upstate sports leader 24/7 because you can't afford to miss out. All right? And if you got a smart speaker, you can listen to ESPN Upstate anywhere. Your phone, ladies and gentlemen, is a radio. It's a radio. And all you've got to do, no matter where you are, it's so convenient, right? Because I know if you're in your car, you've got 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg. But now oftentimes, I'll just, in my car, I'll hook a podcast up to my speaker and I'll listen to a podcast while I'm driving. You can do the same thing with our station. Radio.com, the radio.com app, simple download, 2 minutes. You put in ESPN Upstate, make it a favorite, and then you've got the shows wherever you are. And not only do you have the live shows, but you can go to Offsides with Mark Ryan. You can go to Straight Up with Sturge, and you can listen to any day's show at any time, any hour, whatever you want. It's all right there on the radio.com app. Okay, earlier today, my buddy Tim Frisbee, former South Carolina great, Gulf War veteran, he's appeared on the Letterman Show and the Jay Leno Show for Walking On at the age of 40, played for Lou Holtz, played for Steve Spurrier, posted a poll that I thought was very, very interesting. And here's what he said. But there was one great omission from what Tim Frisbee wrote here. In my opinion, since South Carolina and Clemson fish in the same talent pool. These are the words of Tim Frisbee. Since South Carolina and Clemson fish in the same talent pool and facilities are basically awash, as in they're both elite in the facility, in the arms race for facilities, what's the number one factor in the Tigers football program having had more success than South Carolina? Why are the Clemson Tigers more successful than South Carolina? And I'm looking for an answer that's more than just two syllables, Dabo. I'm looking for why, though. What is the number one factor? If you were to pinpoint that one reason, what would it be to you? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. He lists the choices, and you can vote in his poll by going on Twitter to @IamTimFrisbee89. The choices that he gives are conference affiliation, tradition, evaluation and development, or other. So conference affiliation, tradition, evaluation, development, or other are the choices. Now, the other didn't need to be the other. It needed to be the correct answer, in my opinion. And in my opinion, I think Tim Frisbee left that out of this, but it's getting a good amount of votes, a good amount of attention. And I'd like to ask you guys, what do you believe is the number one reason why Clemson's had more success than South Carolina? At 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. And certainly having been here 8 months, you notice differences in the fan bases, right? The Clemson fan base, kind, welcoming, everybody, it's all family-oriented, hey, come and hang out in our tent, Mark Ryan, and enjoy some food and watch the game of South Carolina getting pummeled by Missouri. Enjoy it with us. South Carolina fans, not all of them. I mean, we've joked about this. A majority of my friends here in Greenville are South Carolina fans. But South Carolina fans, many of them are angry right now, and for good reason. They were angry before the season. They're angrier now. They kind of have a disposition of looking for somebody to fight. And you can see why, right? I mean, you can see why, given what they've been through over the last few years, over present day. I shared with you yesterday that a month ago, Diesel and Will Pelagic, who's filling in for Straight Up with Sturge, created a poll that said because I said Will Muschamp's going to be fired after the 2020 season, who's more likely to be employed after the 2020 season, Mark Ryan or Will Muschamp? They ran that poll a month ago. We set a record for most votes in a poll ever. 1,800 votes, unique votes in a poll online on Twitter for our radio station. 67% said I would be the first person fired between myself and Will Muschamp. I ran the exact same poll yesterday, and in 1 month's difference, 56% said I would still have a job and Will Muschamp would be the first one fired. 44% saying Will Muschamp. Lonzo, all I can say is people are not very... I'm not feeling a lot of confidence in my job security. If it's that close between Will Muschamp and I, I'm not feeling very close in terms of my great in terms of my job security here today, man.
We should let all Gamecock fans vote, and only Gamecock fans vote. I'd be interested to see what they say.
I would as well. I absolutely would as well. And you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of Clemson fans are dropping in these polls, right? Dropping in these polls and making their voices heard and so on and so forth. And they kind of can skew the result. But my opinion, outside looking in, the biggest difference between Clemson and South Carolina and the biggest thing missing in Tim Frisbee's poll is one word. It's one word, and it's the one thing that I believe makes Clemson truly unique and special, and the word is culture, and it's missing from this list. Conference affiliation, being in the All Cupcakes conference, Lonzo, that helps. I'm not going to lie, that's a help. That's helpful. Tradition is somewhat helpful. You have the 81 national championship, right? That's somewhat helpful, but recent tradition pre-Dabo was pretty mediocre. I'm not so sure tradition helps you all that much. Evaluation and development of players, that's certainly a huge factor. I mean, but South Carolina is getting better. I mean, Clemson is getting better players than South Carolina. The current roster, 24/7 Sports says, Clemson has the 9th most talented roster in America. The same media outlet says South Carolina has the 21st most talented roster in America. But with the 9th most talented roster, Clemson is playing like the 1st most talented team in the roster. That's evaluation. That's player development. But the biggest factor in them getting that talent, the biggest factor in nobody transferring away from Clemson, South Carolina. Do you realize in the last 8 years, Clemson's only had eight, in the last 8 years, Clemson's had 9 defectors, 9 kids who committed to Clemson and ended up decommitting and going elsewhere. Guess how many South Carolina's had? 41. Guess how many Alabama's had? 38. 9 kids the last 8 years have committed to Clemson and then ended up going elsewhere. You don't commit to Clemson and you go elsewhere. You commit to Clemson because you feel like it's heaven on earth and you have a chance to win a national championship. And that's why they're not losing commitments. I go back to that culture. The culture to me, Lonzo, is the biggest reason why Clemson is where they are. And unless you're around it as I've been since I've been here, if it's something you're used to, it doesn't jump out at you. But I'm a guy, I've been to many different college football programs, many different college football stadiums. And I've never seen a culture like the one that exists at Clemson. The family atmosphere starts from the president, filters down to the athletic director, filters down to Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney has it permeating through his football program, and then it makes its way up to the stands and up to the fans, and you don't meet a stranger there. Hey, Mark Ryan, come to our tent. Watch the games with us. Enjoy some food. What can we get you? The family, it's the culture, man. It's the culture. You know, I was racing on Saturday. I made a mistake, and I left too late. I asked my co-host on the postgame show. He was leaving, and I said, you think I'll be good if I stay another 5 or 10 minutes? He's like, I think you'll be fine. And then I hit a wall of traffic as I'm leaving, Glonzo, because it was a blowout in the fourth quarter, right? And, you know, this is something that may seem insignificant, but it jumped out to me as part of the culture there. There was a woman carrying her kid on her back, right, kind of giving the piggyback, and walking down the road to her car. And the car in front of me stopped and asked what they were doing and then gave them a ride about a mile up the road to their car through traffic. So the woman's not walking with her three-year-old on her shoulders. They're now getting a ride in the car. Number one, that doesn't happen anywhere else. That doesn't happen anywhere else. Okay? It just doesn't happen. Number two, if somebody pulled over in Florida trying to do that, where I've lived a significant number of years in my life, the woman would have thought someone was trying to abduct her and her child. Okay? That sort of thing just doesn't happen anywhere else. It's the culture of Clemson. The culture of Clemson makes a significant difference here. So what's the number one factor? What's the number one reason why Clemson is more successful than South Carolina? The ACC helps. Tradition isn't really a factor. They do a great job evaluating and developing players. But the thing that makes the whole wheel go round, my opinion, outside looking in, is culture. Is culture. It's 100% culture. Sports and culture, by the way, tweets in. Sports and culture, I would have thought you'd have got this right, given your name. But he says, outside of coaching, it's the brand. The school is cooler to be a part of. Kids rather have Nike than Under Armour. Brands attract. Well, Clemson's built their brand, right? South Carolina's brand today is mediocrity. Clemson's brand is championships. Clemson has become the it school. They have become the cool factor. But they've built that with the culture. And I think that's a very, very important point to note. All right, really. Let's check on the text line. T-Bone 21 says it's the faith-based program at Clemson. That's also culture, right? Number one reason on your poll should be heart and team spirit, says Roger. Roger, that's also culture, you know? Faith-based program, heart, playing with heart, pulling for your team, teamwork. That's all part of the culture. You know, it's all part of the culture there. And when you've gone to, and this is something, if you guys repeat this, I'll deny it, okay? Because I'm never going to be caught on record saying something against my alma mater. But I've been to games at Florida. I've been around the Florida program. I've covered the Florida program. I've never seen anything like the culture at Clemson. And you guys can say, oh, you homer, can you kiss Dabo's ass any more than you are? I'm keeping it real with you. I'm keeping it totally real. I really am. All right, coming up next on the show, it's time to do a little ditty we call Either Or. We do it each and every week, and we do it next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. South Carolina against Kentucky this weekend. Clemson against North Carolina. Interesting line. South Carolina by 3. I've been approached by South Carolina fans that are like, how are we favored in this game? We've lost 5 in a row. We stink. We've got, we've got Mark Stoops, the coach of Kentucky, basically patronizing you, saying they're the best 1-3 team in the country, which is a backhanded compliment if I've ever heard one. And, you know, things haven't been going well in Columbia. This is as must win gets. And if you lose this game, and I've said it all week this week, if South Carolina loses this game, my job gets hard. My job gets hard because Clemson beating teams by 40 points every week isn't that interesting. South Carolina's been more interesting than Clemson, if I'm honest with you. Clemson's better, but South Carolina's more interesting. South Carolina ceases becoming interesting if a 2-10, 3-9, or 4-8 season is staring you in the face. Then it's just disenfranchised, disinterested fans. So, you know, I'm begging the sports gods for a South Carolina win this coming weekend. Okay, let's get right to it. It's Either Or on Life and Sports. Either Or starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay, so Buffalo Bills versus New England Patriots. NFL columnist Adam Sheen, I believe is how you say it, says he will jump through a table if the Buffalo Bills defeat the New England Patriots. What would you do if your team got the big win? Here are your choices. Would you get a tattoo? Would you go streaking? Or would you jump through a table?
No tattoos for me. I'm not a tattoo guy. Listen, I've never seen a dude that has a sleeve of tattoos that's a nerd, so I think they look badass, but not for me. Jump through a table, no. I'm not a fan of bodily harm, Lonzo. Streaking, I'll streak right now. I will streak right now, Lonzo, but Lonzo, don't act like you're not impressed if I do, okay? Don't act like you're not impressed. I have no problem streaking. Okay, nope, no problem whatsoever. Anyone who's been to Mardi Gras in some way, shape, or form, most people have streaked in some way, shape, or form. There has been some nudity going on. I have no issue with that. As a kid, I was disappointed to learn that you're supposed to have a swimsuit on in the pool. You know, I've got no problem. Skinny dipping, streaking, let's make it happen. Greenville, what do you say? Let's make it happen. Streaking for the win.
You know, when you write these things, you pretty much guess, kind of, how the other person's going to react.
Were you on point with that?
Oh, definitely, for sure. Yeah. Which one do you think I would pick?
Not streaking. You would get jumped on the table.
Of course I'm going to jump through a table. I've always wanted to do that.
Do you have any idea what that feels like, Lonzo? Any idea whatsoever?
Well, see, I've had concussions before. And I've had broken bones. So, yeah, I've got an idea.
Have you seen any videos of those fails? Of the fails?
Yes, when like I've seen the fails.
A fat guy jumps off a bus and absolutely destroys somebody on those tables?
Yeah, it's not. It's not good.
Listen, life is short for all of us, but I'd like to extend it to the best of my ability. All right?
If backyard wrestling existed when I was a teenager, I would have participated. So I definitely would jump through a table.
All right. I heard this yesterday. Diesel had an interesting story. He's at a takeout place, and he sees a guy take a $5 bill, puts it in the tip jar, and then takes out $2 out of the tip jar. Can you use the tip jar for change? Lonzo, onsides or offsides, using the tip jar for change. Now, he gave $3 of a tip. See, but he took $2 out.
I don't have a problem with it. And Diesel was all upset about it yesterday. He posted to come in here all angry about it. You know what? He still gave a tip. He still gave a tip. So he's just complaining because he took it, he wanted to give them a precise tip, and he got his change. No one had to come and do it for him. It was do it yourself. He did it. Boom, it's done. They got a tip out of it. I don't have a problem with it.
So here's the deal. By the way, Diddy says he's a nerd and he has tattoos. Look, man, they look great on other people. I don't think they would look great on me.
But Diddy's more of a sports nerd than he is a classic nerd. Wait, the reason why you were saying that is you know you could beat up nerds, at least you think you can, and you don't think you could beat up a biker
Lonzo,
if he walks in
we're
here.
All nerds, man. You realize once you get older that being a nerd is sexy, right? So there you go. At least that's what I tell myself in the mirror every morning. I don't mean to be boring, Lonzo, but I agree with everything you just said. Yes, it's okay. The guys give, okay, let's ask the restaurant. Would you rather no tip or would you rather him take change out of the jar? If you're going to make him uncomfortable about taking change out of the jar, you're going to get no tip next time. Because I'm not giving you $5 for a takeout. You know, I might give you one or two, but not $5. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Come on. What's next, Lonzo?
You know what? We don't even know. He may have been tipping like 20, 30% with that $2. 100%. Could have been. Okay. So McDonald's has decided to come out with their own plant-based burger, like Burger King just did. This stuff is it offsides to do a plant-based burger? And I will tell you, it's like 20 or 30 calories less. That's it.
All right, so Lonzo, our audience doesn't know this, but I've been diagnosed with a sluggish gallbladder. My gallbladder is working, but not as efficiently as it should.
Also known as lazy gallbladder.
Thanks, Lonzo. I appreciate that.
No problem.
My gallbladder started hurting when you mentioned that, okay? So, no, I have no interest in this. What was the question again?
Is it onside or offside?
It's
offside. All these restaurants.
It's offside.
These fast food restaurants going to plant-based.
But you know what isn't offside? Give me a damn gluten-free bun. Give me a bun. Let me have the sandwich, okay? Just let me have the bread. I would order the bread all the time. I wouldn't have to have you do a special order all the time if you give me a gluten-free bun. But no. No plant-based burger.
By the way, I will try it when it comes out because I tried the Whopper thing. With horrible results afterwards.
Did you try
afterwards.
The Cheeto? What was it? The Cheeto sandwich at KFC?
We tried that too.
How was that?
It was like someone took a paintbrush and painted some Cheeto sauces on parts of the
Doesn't
sandwich.
Sound very good.
So maybe it's prepared better. It may have just been the store we went to, but it wasn't worth going to another restaurant to try it again.
See, I'm not a fan of things that taste nothing like what they're supposed to or look like something else. The first time gluten-free bagels came out, they tasted like eggs. And I'm like, you're telling me this is a bagel, but it tastes like eggs.
I like
eggs. You don't have a gluten-free bagel if it doesn't taste like a bagel. Okay? Don't tell me something's a burger and you're serving me plants. Okay? That's not a burger.
By the way, when we tried the Cheetos thing, there was four of us. We sat down. We were getting ready to do it. There's a dude standing up getting straws. He looked at us and just shook his head and knew right then this is a bad idea. But we already bought it. So, I mean, you know.
It's bad when you consciously make a bad idea, even though you know it's not going to pay dividends, Lonzo. That's not the best idea. All right, coming up next, we do it each and every week on Thursday at this time. It is time to give you my upset pick of the week. I pick a betting underdog, and I'm 2-1 on the year. I'll give you mine for this week next, right here on Offsides. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Okay, folks, I'm 2-1 on my upset picks on the year, which you might imagine is not easy to do, right? That's not an easy thing to do because you're picking underdogs, right? And you've got to nail the underdog pick. Not an easy thing to do in any way, shape, or form. Folks, I hate to do this. It pains me to do what I am about to do right now, but I have no choice in the matter. I am going to take Kentucky to beat South Carolina. Kentucky is a 3-point underdog on the road, and the thing is that Kentucky's lost their starting quarterback Terry Wilson for the year. Sawyer Smith is replacing him. Looked good against Florida. Looked awful last week against Mississippi State. I just feel like, you know, Kentucky is used to scuffling around, is used to the dogfight, and I feel like the wheels have already kind of fallen off at South Carolina. You know, they're trying to rally the troops for one last battle before you've got at Georgia, Florida, and then you got Tennessee, Vandy, App State, but then Texas A&M, Clemson to open the season. You know, like this is the last game that can prevent the levee from breaking, but I'm already seeing water coming through. I'm already seeing cracks in the dam, and it's only a matter of time before the levee breaks. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking Kentucky to beat South Carolina, even though it's not what I want to happen. And I want to make that abundantly clear, okay? That's very clearly not what I want to happen. And if there was a different game with at least a three-point underdog, and that's my rule for myself, I got to pick at least a three-point underdog, I would pick it. But all week long, I've been looking at this game. I've been looking at my hunches time after time, and I am settling in that Kentucky is going to win this game. Please do call me out if I'm wrong. I deserve it. It's more based on feeling and emotion than it is on anything else and momentum or lack thereof for the Gamecocks. Clay Hendricks, head coach of the Furman Paladins football team, joins us next, only right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.